Thank you. Bob Guida from Warren. That's a town with a Redstone missile. We've kept the Russians away for 50 years. I'd like to say that my baldness is the result of living on a farm that had a transmission line across, but I can't make that scientific. I speak in strong opposition to this. I have served my state and my country both as a military officer, as a selectman, as a moderator, as a state representative, as deputy majority leader of the New Hampshire House. I, in fact, had the honor of being the prime and sole sponsor of Section 12A of the New Hampshire Constitution. A result of the Kelo versus New London decision in which public entities took private properties and turned them over to other private entities for the purpose of gain, either in tax base or employment, or their friends, the contractors. That's a critical decision in which Justice Souter was vilified, but actually gave to the states the right to make the determination as to who and how would take private property for public use. The issue of need arises. Scientifically proven now, there is no need, either within New Hampshire, which produces a 50% surplus of the power that we use, or now with the ISO study, within the regional grid, there's no need. Secondly, I think that your travels about our state would indicate to you that there's no desire. There's a very strong opposition from the population of this state to keep that which has made us great ours and not sacrifice it for commercial good. Specifically addressed, by the way, in that constitutional amendment and in the regulations that were put in place by the Senate as part of that constitutional amendment. Who benefits? Certainly not New Hampshire, certainly not our environment, not our businesses, not our property owners. Boston and South, Canada and North. The money goes north, the power goes south. We carry the burden on our businesses, which are already struggling, on our economy, which is perilously weak, and on the backs of our property owners. This project violates not only the need, the desire, and the constitutionality, it violates the intent and spirit of what New Hampshire is about, of what people come here for, both as tourists, 9 million a year to the White Mountain National Forest, okay, and as people who come here to live. I would ask you, in your deliberations, to consider need. There is none. Consider our country and what's happening with money going to Canada for power being used to the south. That's not necessary. Consider your responsibility, as spoken to earlier, as Department of Energy, to find ways to rid ourselves of dependency on foreign energy sources. That's right in your mission. I do believe that you'll do the job, and I thank you for offering us the opportunity to speak.
Thank you.